Today, the mayor welcomes a new eating and drinking spot on Worthington Street. Main Street TD Bank Center sold. 70 dogs saved from Korean meat trade and transported to the Bay State. Police look for Springfield's 9/11 monument vandals. Another officer involved shooting in the city. And a bonus from Mark Auerbach.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
Welcome. It's Friday, January 28, 2022. And to say all eyes are on the weather is a wild and woolly prognostication is in the works. Forecasters said Thursday afternoon that up to 2 feet of snow could fall in parts of Massachusetts as a significant winter storm inundates the state from tonight into Sunday morning. So, the National Weather Service now expects, 18 to 24 inches of snow on the Cape and South Shore. Up to 18 inches could fall in areas between Worcester and Boston, while a foot may fall from Central Mass to the Pioneer Valley. I think a more likely total might be around 8 inches for Springfield and environs, so let the panic buying begin! Here's the actual forecast. Cloudy and steady snow after midnight, a low of 10 to 16 degrees. Saturday, snow and wind and aching backs, and a high of 18 to 22 degrees. Mayor Dominic J. Sarno will join with Jacinto Blanco Munoz for the grand opening and ribbon-cutting ceremony of his new restaurant, Del Rey Taqueria and Bar at 211 Worthington Street. Del Rey Taqueria and Bar offers a unique and sumptuous Mexican style of meals and delicious drinks. Congratulations to them, and I hope they do very, very well. While we're on the subject of Mayor Sarno, he and Chief Development Officer Tim Sheehan applaud Colebrook Realty Services Incorporated and Belize on the purchase of the iconic TD Bank Center at 1441 Main. Colebrook and Belize purchased a 240,000-square-foot office complex under a limited liability company made up of the principals of Colebrook Realty and a company controlled by Jeb Belize, owner and CEO of Belize Motor Sales. Now, the property, originally known as Center Square, was developed in the early 1980s by a subsidiary of the former SIS Bank. Colebrook has managed and leased the property for the past 40 years, since its opening in January 1982. Colebrook Partners, Mitch Bulletin and Kevin Morin, have had the responsibility for leasing and managing the TD Bank Center. Terms of the purchase not immediately disclosed. Well, please welcome our good friend Mark Auerbach with an Arts Beat bonus for us today. Mark?
Before the pandemic, Heidi Schreck's play, What the Constitution Means to Me, was a Broadway sensation. A contemporary American civics lesson disguised as a comedic Tony Award-nominated play. Ever so timely in today's breaking news cycle, Schreck's critically acclaimed play, Sidelined by the Pandemic, finally got itself back on the road, and it's currently in Hartford on the Bushnell's Broadway series. Heidi Schreck wrote the play based on her own personal experiences and starred in the Broadway production, getting Tony Award nominations as both actor and playwright. As a teen, she participated in some of those high school constitutional debate conferences, and she plays that experience with her grown-up responses to the current debates in society about women's rights, immigration, and domestic abuse, and more. Cassie Beck, from the TV series I Know What You Did Last Summer, plays Heidi. Director Oliver Butler, who staged works for Williamstown and Hartford Stage, repeats his Broadway staging with this national tour. On a nondescript American Legion Hall meeting room, well designed by Rachel Hout, Cassie Beck alternates between the teenage and early adult Heidi Schreck and the role of Cassie herself. She's a marvel in this role, and she's ably supported by Gabriel Marin as a Legionnaire and by Emmeline Toffler as a young debater. I had trepidation about how this small, intimate work might play on the large Bushnell stage, where the play would be more clearly and ideally set in the intimacy of a theater works or a Chester theater. but Butler and his design team made a production large enough to fill the Bushnell stage, and Beck and ensemble find the right balance to maintain the subtlety while still reaching the upper balconies. There's some audience participation in the show to bring actors and audience closer together, and a debate about whether the Constitution should be rewritten to reflect today's sensibilities. It gives the audience an opportunity to weigh in. And with the announcement of Justice Breyer's retirement, there's a major hint of relevance here. What the Constitution Means to Me runs at the Bushnell in Hartford through Sunday. It's a play you'll want to talk about after the performance. For tickets, bushnell.org. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark, and Mark will be back with us next week. Some 70 dogs were brought to the U.S. as part of the Humane Society's international campaign to end the dog meat trade in South Korea. Six of those dogs were brought to Massachusetts to begin their new lives by Second Chance Animal Services. The nonprofit organization traveled to Maryland to pick up five dogs from a temporary shelter. The sixth dog, Lily, appears to have been a breeding dog for the meat trade. She stayed at the temporary shelter a little bit longer. Anyone interested in adopting a dog is being asked to fill out a survey online and keep checking the Second Chance website for listing details before making any inquiries. They currently have six dogs available, I believe, for adoption on their website. Springfield Police Department's Detective Bureau is looking for your help to identify suspects in connection to the malicious destruction of property of the 9/11 monument at Riverfront Park. January 20th, around 1:30 p.m., three suspects appear to vandalize the lighting attached to the monument and the monument itself. So if you have any information on these suspects, please call the Detective Bureau, 787-6355. That's in 413. 787-6355. You can do this anonymously. You can text a tip. Text CRIMES to 74637 numerically. Type SOLVE and your tip, or send a private message on Facebook. You can see the pictures of the individuals on the Springfield Office of Communications Facebook page. Just after midnight Thursday, Massachusetts State Police said they were called to State Street near the MGM Casino, along with Springfield police officers. And here's what we know now. We're told by Springfield police that the suspect is still facing serious injuries. He was taken to Bay State last night. His name will not be released at this time, but he is a 24-year-old man from Springfield. The officer who was shot is recovering from minor injuries. We've also learned there is police body camera footage of the incident. Springfield detectives are also gathering any other available video. The Hamden DA's office has started their own investigation to determine if the use of force was justified. Please be advised that due to the forecasted snowstorm, the Stop the Spread testing sites at Holyoke Community College will be closed Saturday the 29th. And a sad note for Peanuts fans, actor Peter Robbins, who you may never have heard of, voiced Charlie Brown in several popular Peanuts cartoons in the 60s, including A Charlie Brown Christmas and It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. He's died. He was 65. The former child actor died by suicide last week in Carlsbad, California. Well, let's be prepared for anything that happens and hope for the best as far as the weather is concerned, and take a good time to enjoy yourself this weekend. And meet me here Monday morning for our next new program. It'll be up online Monday morning at 6 a.m. and available to you on demand throughout the day. The show is Brad Shepherd Today, a service of Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.